pass away. What a beautiful day.
Oh, yeah. Can you feel that? Shipwreck. Can you feel it?
Yeah, I get. What are we feeling?
Techno music.
I'm feeling the right thing.
From the late 90s, early 2000s.
Oh, I hear it. It's pumping in my ears.
Yeah. Welcome to the show, everybody. Of course, this is CatCast episode number 274. And I am ChibiD here in Tokyo. And there is only one other. And his name is Shipwreck.
Woo! Live from Cincinnati.
Wombat is in Florida at Disney.
And I finally get second billing.
Right. Excellent. Welcome to the show, everybody. Yes, I opened the show with some techno music. I watched this documentary called Limelight, which is on Netflix. Do you know about the Limelight, Shipwreck?
I do not. What is this about?
It was a famous nightclub in New York City that was actually inside an old church. And it was this documentary is about the owner of the Limelight who owned... He owned three other clubs as well. He was like the king of nightlife in New York. And he even had an eye patch because he was missing an eye from a hockey injury. He was Canadian, of course. And it was all about him and how the city basically ran him out of the country, actually.
Because of his eye patch?
Because it was all of his clubs were basically, you know, like any nightclub, there's going to be a lot of people doing drugs there. And there's not really much you can do about that. If you have a nightclub that gets like 3,000 or 4,000 people coming on a night, you know, unless you strip search all of them, there are going to be people doing drugs there. But it was sort of interesting. It wasn't like the greatest documentary ever, but it was directed by Billy Corbin. Isn't he from the Smashing Pumpkins?
That's what I was going to say, that it's really him.
I think it was. I think so. It was interesting for me, who had been to the Limelight before and maybe had done some drugs in there as well. So I was part of the problem. But it was kind of cool. So anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. Because Wombat's not here, I didn't even bother with the show feedback. Did you even look at it? I know Wombat was doing a contest to get some constructive criticism.
But there was
like,
that. There
I don't
was
like
that
criticism,
in the feedback.
So I didn't even read it.
I think we'll wait and do that, and when Wombat gets back, he likes that thing. Nice. He can select the winner, and everything will be good.
Right, since he promised that he was going to look at all of them and then choose the winner for what was he? Oh, Mortal Kombat, the complete edition.
Yeah, I read most of the comments, if not all of them. Seemed good? Like we were doing an okay job. We could do better. We could try harder.
I'm gonna try really hard right now. That's me trying. Anything exciting you've been up to, Ship, that you need to tell us about?
It's been pretty calm around here. A lot of work. That's about it. Like, there's nothing exciting. We got a new concrete sink in our bathroom.
Why would you have a sink made out of concrete?
Because we can. I don't. That's
just cheaper than marble.
It is cheaper than marble. Yeah. So we replaced our Formica or whatever countertop.
Right. That's cheap.
Yeah. So we got that out of there. Now we have a nice custom-made cement sink.
Right. Formica is ghetto. You can't have that in the Shipwreck Mansion. Shipwreck
exactly.
Manor.
The master bathroom is almost completely renovated now.
You have the hot tub for two in there?
That's been in there the whole time.
Ah, of course. It's shaped like a champagne glass, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, awesome. We have that one in one corner and then the one shaped like a heart in the other corner.
You have two. It depends what you feel.
Right. It depends on your mood.
Excellent. Well, we have a lot of stuff to talk about, even without Wombat, because there's a lot of games coming out, big releases and controversies, which is where the CatCast shines, I think.
It's a busy week. We got GDC going on.
iPads, Journeys, Mass Effects. I mean... I don't want to blow my load right now, but there's a lot of stuff to talk about. So maybe we'll get into the new releases and see where that takes us.
That sounds good. How about Mass Effect 3?
Yes, about that? I got it. It came yesterday.
Have you played it any?
The problem is they got this face import glitch where if you've made a character from Mass Effect 1 and, you know, changed the face and then imported them into 2 and then try to import them into 3, you get an error. And you have to change the face in order to play the game. It still keeps your decisions that you've made from the previous games, but, you know, I worked hard on making my David Shepard look like me, and I don't really want to play without it. So it's
Now, I guess that's not an issue if you just played 2.
Yeah, it's from 1.
2 to 3. Okay.
Yeah.
Because Mrs. Shipwreck, I just asked her, and she said no, her person came in directly from 2, no problem. But she did not play Mass Effect 1.
So, yeah, we fired it up. We got the error. And, you know, Mrs. Chibi didn't seem to care, but I cared. So I'm not going to play it until they patch it. I don't understand how that gets past the testing. I mean, that seems like something that you would test, obviously, the face import feature.
But I'm guessing they just play default Shepard like I do.
I guess so. So I've played plenty of multiplayer, so I can talk about that. I mean, between the demo and, you know, a few rounds of this one. But how far are you in the single player?
I'm about 3 hours in. Mrs. Shipwreck's probably about 8.
Oh, you both have separate games going.
That's how we do it here. There's no way that she's just going to sit there and watch me play this game.
But how does that work? So you have 2 Xboxes and you have 2 copies of the game, or?
No, I play when she's not here and she plays like while I'm doing the show or when I'm at work.
I see. Wow. Do you compare notes or, you know, something like that?
She got upset because I was finding some stuff that she didn't. Because she was, it's okay. You can watch if you're watching a portion that the other person's already played.
I see. But then you want to tell them to do things and then she probably gets mad, right?
I don't need to tell her to do things.
Right. She knows what to do.
She knows what to do in Mass Effect. It's all good. So, yeah, I'm about 3 hours in, which is about the point where you get the map and start being able to decide what missions you're going on and everything.
Are there any big changes from the last game?
There are some big changes. The weapon customization is kind of back, not exactly how it was in the first game, but it's different than it was in the last.
I don't even remember.
Well, now you have, like, a weight influence. So you can either go out and pack yourself up with one of each gun type. I think there's like 5 different gun types, maybe 6.
Mm-hmm.
You can carry one of each, but then that's going to slow down the amount of time, or it's going to increase the amount of time it takes for your powers to recharge.
Okay, that carries over to the multiplayer.
Okay. I haven't tried the multiplayer at all yet.
So good.
So there's that, and then there's upgrades to the weapons, which are a little bit different. But mostly I've been trying the Kinect stuff too. How's that work?
I don't think I could do that, but how's it work?
It's not bad actually. Like shouting out like Liara Singularity, it's a lot quicker than going into a radial menu and selecting it. So I think it actually works pretty well.
Do you have to yell? You have to probably, I play at night, you know, my Ty is asleep.
That won't work then. Yeah.
It seems like a lot of work, and I don't
trust it if there's another person in the room with me, because I'm afraid they're going to say something or I'm going to say something, and all of a sudden I'm going to become a renegade in the game because I've chosen something that I didn't mean to choose.
Oh, you can read the dialogue choices.
Yeah, it gives you the option. You just read them straight out how the text is on the screen.
It's not too hard to point and click.
And you can also open doors. You can walk up to doors and say open, or go up to a button and say activate instead of hitting a button on your controller.
You walk up to a door and go whoosh.
That might work too. I haven't tried that.
Right.
The Kinect stuff's not bad in it though. It makes sense in the combat.
Okay.
It does.
I'm happy to let my guys do their own thing, I think. No.
I've noticed so far, I've been making them make use their powers and make conscious decisions a lot more in this than I have in the past. You get
because
these dudes
of the Kinect.
Because of the Kinect, and because you get these dudes that come out with these big shields, and it's tough to take them down.
Yep, they're in the multiplayer.
Yeah, if you don't use like Singularity or like I play Infiltrator, so I go invisible and sneak up behind him and everything, but.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like they're taking the tactics like back like to where they were in the first game, kind of, where it actually mattered where you positioned people and everything. Which, cool. Yeah, it's a really good game.
I think you would like the multiplayer too.
I'm sure I would. I just haven't had time to play it yet.
The cool thing about the multiplayer is it really gives you a chance to explore the different character classes. So mm-hmm. you can make like a few of each class, and you level up like pretty quickly. After a few matches, you can already be pretty jacked up. So it gives you a chance to try out all the powers, and I don't know, it works great. And you're fighting all the enemy types, and the combat is really strong in Mass Effect 2, Mass Effect series. So this
speaking
is just,
of strong and jacked up.
Yeah,
have you seen James, the character James?
No.
He looks like he's out of Gears of War or something. Like, this dude is huge. He looks so out of place to me in this game.
Oh. Cool.
And out of place also. Chobot. Gretchen, like, my wife did not know who she was, but she identified her as not being very good.
I see.
I was thinking maybe it was me because I knew who she was and everything, but I don't know. So far, her performance has not been on par with everybody else.
Is she like a bot? They should have just made her a robot, and they call her Chobot. And
it's
then
not
that,
she does. She's not a. It doesn't sound robotic. It just doesn't sound as comfortable as the other voice actors are.
I see. But don't you think that would have been cool if they made her a robot and they called her Chobot, and it would have been easier for her because she could have talked like a robot? No?
Sure. Why not?
Yeah, so I don't know. Hopefully they can patch this thing pretty quickly because I would like to play this game this weekend. I did, spring for the FedEx shipping and all that. I feel kind of dumb. And it would be nice if BioWare kind of hooked up their loyal fans who bought the game on day one at full price. Maybe for this inconvenience, and I don't know.
Did you get the collector's edition?
I did not. It was just not really available here. Certainly not at a reasonable price, anyway.
So you're gonna pay the $10 to get the DLC then?
Well, it would cost me over $100 to buy the collector's edition here.
Well, that's fine. I'm just saying you are gonna buy the DLC.
From Ashes. Yeah, I would. I guess. I mean, I don't need to buy it now, right? I mean, I can wait till I'm more into the game.
I've played 3 hours and haven't run across anything that I can do with it yet.
I see.
So I know it adds another potential squad member. So
I did. I totally called it, by the way, on the multiplayer that they'll let you buy the equipment packs with real money. You could tell like it was almost made for that. So you earn, one, you play the multiplayer game, you earn credits, and with those credits, you can buy these packs that have some, like special ammo that you can use for one mission, or like sort of like power-ups that you can use for one mission, or, like appearance, things that can change your appearance, but they'll also let you just flat out buy them with Microsoft points, or dollars if you're on PlayStation, which I knew it. I called it as soon as I played the beta. But I don't know. It's great. It's a lot of fun. Multiplayer is a lot of fun. I could play that kind of all day. I don't know what else we can say about Mass Effect.
We'll talk a lot more about Mass Effect in the coming weeks, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Because Wombat's going to come back. He's going to play it. And there'll be a lot of good discussion on Mass Effect. Well, I'm sure since we're all playing it, we'll do another spoilers.
Roundtable thing.
At some point.
We should definitely all play the co-op together. It's really fun. It's great.
Sure. Let's see. What else came out this week? Street Fighter X or Cross Tekken mm-hmm. came out. I know they sent that to your parents.
I think they did. My mom said, they somehow Capcom has my parents' address in New York. And they're not, my parents are, not only am I not in New York, my parents aren't even in New York. They're in Florida. So every once in a while, I get an email from my mom because like the neighbor comes and checks, or her friend comes and checks our mail. So I got an email from my mom today saying, I received a game called Fighting from Capcom. So I guess we can give that away. If you're interested in getting fighting from Capcom, I think it's for Xbox. I don't know. What should we do to give that away?
I do not know. I didn't know we were giving away a copy of it. So
I mean, I don't know. Do you want it? I don't know.
No, I'm not going to play it. I'm in like Street Fighter. Okay. I like Street Fighter. Okay. I'm really not a Tekken guy. And so combining these two together into a product that looks essentially like Street Fighter 4 or Marvel versus Capcom, like they've kind of been making the same game for a while now.
Right.
This doesn't really do anything for me, especially you've seen all this DLC stuff with it too, right?
Yes. The on-disc DLC that's causing a big uproar.
Yeah. They have 12 characters that essentially make this into the Ultimate Edition later in the year. But they have 12 characters on the disc that you're just going to have to pay to unlock at some point. And Capcom tried to talk around this, saying that the reason they're doing that is for compatibility issues between different users.
Right. If you're playing online, I guess – I think Mortal Kombat had a problem with that. Like, you know, if you play online and somebody has the DLC, playing at someone who doesn't,
but they
problems.
Usually put out packs. They usually put out free packs. That's how this is addressed.
Yeah, and Saints Row did that with the, you know, they have the viewer pack. You know, the CheapED thing is part of the viewer pack on Xbox 360. It's free. It's yeah.
So rather
they
than
do this
that,
before? Haven't they done this before? This sounds like really familiar to me.
I don't think they've done it to this extent. Like 12 characters that they have finished and are on the disc?
Yeah.
That's just, I don't know. I'm not going to play this game anyway, so it doesn't affect me one way or the other, but I can see how people are upset about it.
How do we give it away? Should we do some CADcast trivia or something? I don't know any, but
that's what I was going to say. What are you going to do? Because we have two games to give away too. We also have a PlayStation 3 version of Mass Effect.
You know what? We'll let Wombat choose the winners based on your comments. Whoever he thinks has the best comments.
That seems fair.
That sounds good.
But you have to say whether or not somehow whether you want Street Fighter, Cross Tekken, or Mass Effect 3.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. Well, yeah. Wombat will sort it out.
Yeah. Let's let Wombat.
You don't need to write what you want. We'll let Wombat. Maybe like Wombat will choose and he'll. Yeah. He'll figure it out. He'll ask you what you want.
Okay. Let's see here. What else came out? I Am Alive came out on Xbox Live Arcade. And did it come out for PSN as well?
I don't know. I don't think so. I doubt it because it's part of the whole, house party or block party, whatever. Oh, no, it says I'm on. We're looking at Tech Gaming's new releases. It says it's on PSN.
It's coming soon. Okay, yeah, maybe they not they yet. Probably have a brief exclusivity on Xbox Live.
Well, I bought it because I played the demo and I liked it. So I bought it. And now I'm scared because I started looking at some reviews and people said it was like gets pretty frustrating later. And I could see that happening. But it does make a great first impression. I can tell you that. It sucked my $15 up as soon as I finished the demo. I wanted to know what happens. The storytelling seems really good. The graphics are pretty impressive and lighting really, really nice.
And a great, great launch window right at the day after Mass Effect 3 came out.
Right. I don't know why I bought it. You know why I bought it? Because I went to play Mass Effect and I couldn't import my dude. And I was like, well, I got to play something. So let me play this and talk about it on the CatCast. Yeah, it's like a post. You're basically like a survivor. It's like I Am. What was the movie with Will Smith? I Am Legend. Yeah, they changed one word. Mm-hmm. They took the black guy out, put in a white guy. And there you go. I'm assuming they're zombies. I don't know if there are. But they're bad guys and there's some cool stuff, like, you know, there's
bad
like
bad guys sound cool. That's always a good thing.
Yeah, you need bad guys. There's like intimidation factors, like when you approach guys, you pull your gun on them and they like if they don't have a gun, they'll back off. Like if they just have a knife or something, they'll back off and I don't know, there's like decisions you can make. You should definitely try the demo, but I am worried that the reviews, like IGN gave it, I think, a 4 because they said it gets like ridiculously frustrating. But I don't know. We'll see. I'm curious to see myself how far I'll get in it before giving up. But so far, it seems really cool. I want to see what happens.
Is that a $15 game or is that 10?
It is. 15.
15.
Yeah, I know you're not a big fan of the $15 games.
I don't mind it so much. I need to play the demo on that.
Yeah, I think the demo sucks you in. So, yeah.
Does it have, like, is it, like an Alan Wake type feel, or what? What's the?
There's climbing. There's a lot of like vertical transversal.
I'm a fan of climbing.
There's climbing. There's the problem is they have this stamina.
Yes.
They have this guy named Stan. Stamina system, right? And while you're climbing, you get tired. Okay. So you can be climbing this big structure, and if your stamina bar runs out, and you can fall to your death. Now, there's ways to get around that. There's like if you pump the right trigger, you get like some extra, like an extra burst, but it decreases your overall stamina bar. Or you can get like this, I already forgot what it's called, but I guess there's something in climbing where you can like hammer in a pike or something, and then you can sort of rest on it. And I'm guessing, like I said, I just sort of skimmed the reviews. I'm guessing this is what caused the problems with reviewers. I don't know, like, you're a game developer. Does that sound fun to you, what I just said? Like having a bar where you're climbing, where you could fall off if your bar drains?
I don't know. I'll need to play it. Immediately, it does not sound like something that's that enjoyable.
Right.
I don't like my climbing people to get tired of climbing if that's what they're doing.
Yeah. Right. That's what happens.
I mean, I get it if like it's like a fighting game or something where you just don't want somebody like continuously mashing on a button.
Generally speaking, if you're a game developer and you're putting in a mechanic into your game that's going to lead to frustration, then you should probably just not put that in. Or, you know, limit it so it's only mildly frustrating. But I don't know. I think it's worth trying the demo because the demo itself is pretty lengthy and fun. So you probably get some enjoyment even if you don't buy the game. Just playing the demo.
Oh, wait. These guys worked on Alone in the Dark.
Oh, you like Alone in the Dark.
I do like Alone in the Dark.
It's the Ubisoft Shanghai studio.
Yeah, it's the old Alone in the Dark that they've worked on apparently.
Okay.
It was a different company that came up with the concept in R&D. That's the same. The company that came out with the concept in R&D is the same company that made Alone in the Dark. Mm-hmm. And then they gave it to Ubisoft Shanghai to develop.
Gotcha.
So, I'll check it out.
All right.
Also, the other big downloadable game that we've both played, I believe, is Journey.
Yes, Journey.
For PSN.
A very highly anticipated game by myself. I was in the beta, and I loved the beta, if you remember, back to that. It seemed like a really long time ago.
Yeah, and I played it at PAX. I loved it then, too.
Of course, the problem is that the actual full release is really not that much longer than the beta. It's short, dude.
It's really short. I beat it in an hour and 20 minutes. And
wow.
It's not like I was just like booking through it either. Like I thought I was doing a pretty good job of searching around and looking everything. I didn't find everything because some things I think you can fly by without even realizing they're there, or you kind of have to know it's there to be able to stop in time.
Sure.
But I was not expecting an hour and 20 minute long experience.
Yeah. Well, before we get into that debate, I mean, the game itself, I mean, it's beautiful to look at. And if there was ever any question whether video games can be art, all you need to do is just fire this game up and it'll answer that question in 2 seconds. I mean, it's stunning. I mean, I literally got goosebumps while I was playing the game at certain portions of the game. That's how just amazing it is. And even the sound.
A big part of it. The sound is a huge part of it.
It is. And if you have a nice surround sound system, I mean, it's just incredible. And I love how, you know, you can signal like the other players with the circle button, and it's like in time with the score of the game. Really just so well done. Everything about the game is just really incredible, except the length, which I was like, that's it? Man. And even as you get to the end of the game, I felt like they were even like trying hard to stretch it out. I got
really
them.
Well, I why is, well, we can't really spoil it too much.
I don't want to spoil, but like, let's just say like the wind part.
Okay.
I felt like that was prolonging the game.
There's a lot of walking in this game. This game is pretty much walking, and then you do some snowboarding, and then you
flying.
Jump some.
You've jumped.
There's some flying.
You can do a lot of flying if you have a good co-op partner. The way this game does co-op is very unique as well, is that it just, there's no lobby, you can't choose to play with your friends, you start the game, and it matches you up automatically with somebody, doesn't tell you who they are, doesn't tell you what their PlayStation name is or anything like that, until you get to the end. That's just there, but I think that it worked really well that way. Except
I think it has its pluses and its minuses.
Right. The minus is obviously you would like to be able to play with your friend. The ability,
yes, at least. That's a big minus. Another big minus is when that person doesn't do what you would like them to do. Mm-hmm. It's kind of, I got to a couple points where I'm like, I think it would be more fun if we went over this way, but you're going this way and I kind of want to stick together. So I guess I'm going to follow you.
Right.
Even though I have the longer scarf. It should be a general rule in Journey that whoever has the longest scarf
is the leader.
Yeah. You should know that.
Sometimes I had a guy who didn't understand the whole, like, we can fly really far if we jump close to each other and keep signaling, and recharging our scarves. But
yeah, that was where it was positive on the co-op stuff. Like, there's some cool parts in there where it's like, you're going to hang right next to this person. You have no idea who they are. There's no dialogue or anything in this game, but you get that in order to play the game well, you literally have to be like touching each other in the game.
You make a connection with them.
Yeah. It's really cool how that works.
Without any, voice chat or even knowing who these people are, you do make that connection and you you're on this journey. Although I don't know if you can really, it's really a little kind of a misnomer to call this game Journey when it's so short, like
trips to the grocery store are more of a journey than this is.
I mean, it probably took you longer to download it than it did to finish it, right?
It did. It took me longer to download than it did to finish, but, I like it. I don't know if I have trouble, like, on Metacritic. This is a 92 right now on Metacritic.
Yeah.
And it's so hard to judge something like this, which it's obviously very high quality. It does stuff very well, but it is so short that it really just feels like an art project or a sample of what could be done. Not to say that it doesn't tell like a narrative all from start to finish, because there is a narrative in there.
It's a complete game. I mean, it's just so short. And people have been asking me on Twitter, do you recommend it? Is it worth the money? That's the big question. Is it worth the $15? And, that's really something that you need to ask yourself, because it's your money. And if it's worth it to you to support a game like this, even though it's really short, but it's obviously they took some chances here. It's very unique. It's up to you to decide if that's worth $15. For me, it is. I'm also somebody who, I like watching Frontline on PBS, right? That's, public television. And you can watch all the episodes for free from the website. But I like to support public television, and I like to support the show that I really enjoy. So I buy the episodes on Apple TV because it's an easy way for me to basically donate money to the Frontline and PBS. So if you have that sort of attitude, then yeah, $15, pay it up, and I'm sure you won't be disappointed. But there's not a lot of replay value here.
There's some. You may want to play back through it another time. And a lot of the trophies are dependent on you playing back through. There's right. One for taking a week off and then coming back and playing it again.
Is there really?
Yeah.
But you're going to lose a lot of the impact of the game when you just go through it the second time, I feel. Maybe.
I don't know if it has staying impact with me either. Like I beat it this morning, and then on the way home from work today, I was driving my car and I'm like, oh yeah, I played that game this morning. Like, I don't know. Like, it's so short that it's almost like watching a short film. Like, you can appreciate how good it is, but I don't know. I don't know if it's $15 for me.
Right, right.
Well, it is, because I already bought it.
Right, it definitely was.
Yeah, it definitely was.
It's really up to the each individual person to decide whether that's something that they feel is worth of their money. You know what you're getting at this point. For me, it was. It was a game that I was happy to experience, but it just left me wanting another 2 hours. You know? It's just so short. And even... you know, the fact that you can't play with your friends takes away from some of that replay value, you know, because sometimes when you finish a game, like, all right, it'll be fun to go play with my friend a second time, but you can't do that. So I don't know. There it is. I loved it. I thought it was amazing. It's
captivating the whole time you're playing it. Like,
totally. And you're like,
there's
wow.
There's no chance of you being bored, which was something I would have thought coming in without playing it. Like, once I played it at PAX, I thought, oh, wow, this is great. But a game that when you see it on the surface, it doesn't look like it has that much there, but it just works so well.
And I don't understand why it can't be longer. It seems like it would be relatively easy to make.
I wouldn't say it's easy. I mean, I'm sure you can tell a lot of work went into crafting this. Because it's so well laid out. Like, you know what you're supposed to do next, where you're supposed to go next without any words in the game whatsoever. And without really, you don't really know what kind of journey you're on to begin with either. You're just kind of pointed in a direction. You see something off in the distance.
Right.
And you start running that way.
And you're not even 100% sure you're going the right way. You're pretty sure, but maybe not. I don't know. I really liked it. I loved it. I mean, I more than liked it, but I'm disappointed that there's just not more. I want more. Like Oliver, I want more. So there it is. There's Journey. I mean, it's outstanding. It's definitely outstanding, but I don't know. If you're a guy who's going to get upset by less than 2 hours for $15, don't buy it. You'll just be upset.
How about some Vita talk?
Yes.
There's some game coming out for Vita.
Mm-hmm.
Have you played MotorStorm RC? That's the free game for right now on the Vita.
I played through the tutorial and I played the first race, I guess, whatever comes after that. The controls seem like it takes a little bit getting used to, or a lot getting used to.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say, if you know, somebody paid $40 for this, they'd be pretty upset. Free is good, though. Free is a good price for it.
It is a really good price for it. I think this is actually a pretty good game. I've played probably about a quarter of the game so far, maybe a little bit less than that.
You find the controls get easier?
Yeah, the controls actually feel really nice once you get the hang of it. The way it works is the right analog stick controls the gas, and the left analog stick. You can have one or two methods. And the tutorial kind of goes through both, and you kind of pick which one feels more natural to you. But I use the method where turning left always makes my car turn left.
Like a real RC car.
Yeah, like a real RC car. So the way the game is, it's an overhead perspective. And so it kind of gets confusing a little bit, depending on if you can keep what side is left and what side's right. So there's a couple different control methods, and I think it works really well. Like, it feels good when it finally clicks with you.
It doesn't have any online multiplayer. It has like that asynchronous, is that what you mm-hmm. call it, where you race against ghosts, right, of your friends' ghosts?
Yeah, and a lot of the modes are like that too. Like, it's not just races, it's like time trials, but you'll see an arrow kind of going around the track that shows like, okay, if you beat this arrow, you get a bronze medal. If you beat this one, you get silver. If you beat this one, you get gold. So it's kind of like you're racing against these arrows as you're going around, which is fun. I just like it because it feels like a portable game. Like, this isn't something that I would rather play on my console. There is a PS3 version of it that's $8, and you can swap the save files back and forth between the two. But this is the type of game I want to play on a portable device.
A free game?
It's cheap even for $8. $8 would be okay for this game.
Okay.
For a portable version. The races are quick. It looks nice. It's not overly complicated. I'm not trying it's not trying to mimic a console game. It's its own little miniature game. Like, this is the reason, like, certain games work in portable form and certain don't, at least for me. Like, this is the type of game I want to play on the go.
Cool. Yeah. I mean, the funny thing is that Ty has a RC truck and he really likes to play with it, obviously. It's fun. And I got sort of jealous, actually, of watching him just play with it. So I bought my own. So we actually been doing that a lot recently. And then this game came out. So, I guess I'll give it a try a little bit more. See if I can get
I mean, it's not outstanding or anything, but it's good.
All right. I like good.
That's all I need.
I like good games.
Yeah. I've also been playing MLB 12, the show, which came out.
On Vita or on?
On Vita. Okay. Yeah. I got the Vita version because while it looks better on PS3, I'm not going to sit down and play a baseball game very often on a console.
Go for the double whammy with a discount? No,
I didn't go for the $80 for both versions discount. I went for the I have a $20 Walmart gift card, and I'm feeling bad because I go into Walmart every day and nothing on Vita has sold.
Right.
So I gave them my $20 gift card and walked out with MLB for $20 more.
Did fireworks go off in the store?
Yes. There was confetti that came down.
First customer?
First customer ever for the Vita at my Walmart. This game is hard. Baseball games are they try to reinvent the controls every time a new baseball game comes out, which kind of shows that they've never quite mastered what baseball, like how to control it well.
Yeah.
So this one offers you about like 16 different ways to control this game. I've tried two of them so far. I'm hoping I eventually find one that's kind of the middle ground. The one I kind of went to the normal difficulty to begin with, because that's what I do with all games. And the pitching interface for this is nuts. To throw a pitch, you can pops up on the screen and you see the four different pitch types that your pitcher can throw. And they all correspond to the four face buttons on the Vita, which, okay, I get that. That's fine. So you like select, okay, I want to throw a curveball. So you select that, and you can select that too by just touching on the screen to select the curveball. So after you do that, now you have the option of either using the left analog stick to try to place where the ball is inside the strike zone.
All right.
Or you can tap directly on the screen and place it that way. Trying to do it with the left analog stick, it's just super jumpy. Like, there's not enough play in the analog sticks on the Vita, I don't think.
Yeah, too nubby.
Yeah, too nubby. It doesn't have the accuracy. So you go with the tapping on the screen method, which is actually not bad. It's a pretty good method of, hey, I want to pitch the ball right here, and you point there. So you've selected your pitch. You've selected where you'd like it to go. Now, this pulsating circle comes on the screen to show the accuracy of, like, how well you're going to throw that pitch and if you're going to hit that spot you pointed at. This thing is crazy hard. Like, it never gets so small as the actual baseball.
But close.
It's just like in and out, like really fast. And so then you hit the X button to pitch the ball. And it's like, that's a process.
It's a lot.
That's a lot to do to throw a single pitch in a baseball game. Gotcha. Like, I just want to select my pitch, hit a button, and let it go.
Other than that, though, game is pretty good.
Other than that, it looks good. It doesn't blow me away graphically, but it looks nice. The animations are nice. It's got all the teams in there, so it seems pretty fully featured. It's just I got to wrap my head around a control scheme that works for me.
Gotcha.
And Unit 13 came out, but I didn't buy that.
There's a demo for that.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to check it out, it seemed competent. If you're looking for a third-person shooter, I'm not, by the way. Not on a handheld, but okay.
Yeah, so that's a lot. That was a lot of releases this week.
That was. Busy, very busy. Let's see. How about some quick game deals here? We haven't done game deals in a while, and there was something good at Toys R Us this week, I thought, that was worth mentioning. It's a buy one, get one 50% off sale on 3DS, DS, and Vita games, which is not bad. And also, what else? Mass Effect 3 and MLB 2K12 come with $10 gift cards. And there's that deal at Best Buy. They marked down Arkham City to $30, but there's a $20 off coupon in the March at Gamer magazine. That's their magazine there. So you can get Arkham City for $10. And Skyrim and Modern Warfare 3 are $40 each, and I think Amazon has matched that as well. Let's see what else we got here. We're giving away Mass Effect 3 already? I forget.
Yeah, we're giving away Mass Effect 3 for the PlayStation 3.
Okay, and Fighting from Capcom. Just post a comment in the show thread, and if it's a good comment, Wombat will tap you as a winner. Let's see. What else? Let's move on to Wombat's news and stuff and multi-platforming, even though Wombat's not here. You want to read some of these Mass Effect comments, or did we sort of cover this already?
We covered the Mass Effect comments. Let's go down to this, what the Fez creator says.
Right. What about this Darkness 2? Is that you?
Oh, I've been playing Darkness 2.
Yeah, okay.
Did you play that at all?
I didn't. I'm sort of watching it on my Amazon wish list, waiting for it to drop.
Okay, I never finished Darkness 1, so I didn't know if this would be good for somebody who hasn't played the first one, really, but they do a very good job of just giving you the whole backstory, like, right at the beginning. They're just pretty much just laid out. This is what happened in the first game. They do it in an interesting manner. One of the characters in the game, like, tells you about everything, and mm-hmm. it goes through cutscenes and everything. It's a fun game so far. I'm liking it. There's a lot of heart-eating. There's a lot of ripping dudes apart, grabbing them by their legs and just ripping them. There's a lot of controls in this game too, though.
Yeah, because you have a control for your left and right demon arm.
Yeah, and it matters whether or not you can tap to. I think that just hits them.
It's like a slash, and there's like a hold, slap,
and then there's like you hold down to pick up stuff, and you like rip car doors off and use them as shields, and then fling those car doors at dudes.
The demo is solid, fun. So I want to get it definitely, just when the price is right.
Yeah, I'm about 2 hours in. I think it's supposed to only be about 6 hours long, but it seems like it's a fun at least rental if you're going to do that,
mm-hmm.
but.
Cool. All right. Some multi-platforming news. So this is pretty interesting. So the guy who's developing Fez, the game that's been in development forever, basically, I guess it's a platformer, right? He was at GDC.
So. Yeah.
I think so. He was at GDC and let's see. Oh, somebody asked him, a Japanese guy asked him, you know, what they think of Japanese games. And his response was, quote, "Your games just suck," end quote, which is sort of a weird thing to say. I mean, sure, there's plenty of sucky Japanese games. There's plenty of sucky Western games. But just to say that all Japanese games suck is a pretty dumb thing to say, especially when you're making a game that probably appeals mostly to fans of Japanese games. It seemed like a weird road to take there. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, maybe he, like, this is a terrible way to like say that, but I mean, there is some merit to it, I guess, a little bit.
Right.
There's definitely a difference in quality that's coming out of the Western world and what Japan is putting out lately.
Totally. But a lot of that is some of it is just because a lot of, you know, Japanese are sort of set in their ways, but also they just don't have the budgets that mm-hmm. the Western games have. I mean, there's only, right. you know, money goes a long way. It goes a really long way. And if you have, you know, 20% of a budget of a Western game, you can't really be expected to crank out something of similar quality. So, yeah, I don't know why he would say that. There's ways of getting across that sentiment without just saying your games just suck. You know?
Yeah, I mean, it's there's plenty of Western games that suck too.
Yeah, of course. It was it was a weird thing to say.
Yeah, I don't know. I like some Japanese games. I like some Western games. Yeah, so.
Dude's entitled to his opinion, but sometimes maybe you don't.
Let's see if his game doesn't suck first.
Exactly. Let's see how good that is. Yeah. In other news, so Peter Molyneux leaving Microsoft and starting a new independent company. He's how many? 15 years, I think it was, that he's been at Lionhead. He started Lionhead. And, yeah, it's been a long time. I wonder if we're going to see a Kickstarter, Peter Molyneux Kickstarter, anytime soon. You think that's why he left? Because he sees the Kickstarter dollars?
I don't know. It's surprising that, he's been around for this long in that position. Because, I don't know, I think he's probably just fabled out.
You think Microsoft just wants him to just keep cranking out the Fables?
I mean, what else does Lionhead do?
Right. And that Kinect Fable is coming out soon.
Well, that's going to be the high note that he leaves on.
But they also announced another Fable, right? There's a...
Fable Party?
Fable Party. Right, Fable Party.
What is that one called? Fable something? Fable
Heroes.
Adventures? Heroes. Yeah, Fable Heroes, which looks like it's like a Mario Party type thing. Looks like it could be fun. I don't have any problem with that.
I don't know, man. The fact that I couldn't even get through Fable 3 was sort of a downer. But hey, good luck.
I never even played Fable 3. So.
Good luck to Peter, the man who called me a pussy at E3 one year. He asked, I guess they were showing, God, is that Fable 2? I can't even remember. But there was, you know, they show these games behind closed doors to a room of, you know, 5 to 10 people at a time. And we were just killing some time before the session started. And he asked me, you know, what I did last night. And I said, oh, I went to bed like, you know, like 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock. And he said, he goes, what are you, a pussy? He goes, you're pretty young to be going to bed that time. And I said, well, look, I got jet lag. I'm in from Japan. And he's like, yeah, you're a pussy. Maybe he called me a wimp. I forget. Pussy sounds makes a better story, though. So he called me a pussy. What was that? What's that noise?
I didn't hear anything.
Oh, I thought I heard a fart. Was that a fart?
Maybe on your end.
No, it wasn't. All right, what else we got here? Dude, did you see the Assassin's Creed 3 trailer?
I did. He's climbing trees.
He's climbing trees. He's got a tomahawk. He's half Indian, half British. This basically is my most anticipated game right now. That looks incredible.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited that they're making another Assassin's Creed. I've had enough
America.
Of
Go America.
Yes. I'm a little concerned about the climbing still.
Yeah, we're really unsure of what's going to happen. You see him climbing trees in the trailer, but I don't know. I like trees. Maybe, I don't know, what else could they have there that's tall in colonial times?
Well, they could take him into the city some. I'm sure that's what's going to happen. Like, they're going to go into Boston or Philadelphia or other cities that existed back then. I don't know.
But the buildings weren't building. No. The buildings weren't very tall though. They'll figure it out. They'll work it out to make it awesome. I'm sure. In fact, I know somebody who played it already and he said it's incredible. So there, obviously an early version, but
I have no doubt that that's going to be a great game.
It's going to be awesome. Can't wait.
I hope they tie stuff in with Desmond though and actually like make sense of the storyline some, at least continue it.
Dude, they better, if they're going to do that, they better provide a really nice refresher because it's been a long time since the first Assassin's Creed. I can't be expected to remember that whole thing. I can't even remember it from the beginning of one game to the end of one game. I can't remember what's going on.
They don't remember it. They have no idea what's going on in the storyline.
They're just making it up as they go, like Lost.
Oh, I guarantee they are.
Nice. All right. Let's see. Some Sony stuff. We talked about these. You played some other Vita games.
I did. I've been playing a lot of Vita. The impressive thing about the Vita is the Vita battery life usually outlasts the length of the games that I'm playing.
Hmm.
So Touch My Katamari, yeah, that game has about an hour and a half of content in it.
Yeah.
It's a very good version of Katamari. It's by far like the best portable version of Katamari. But there's only 12 levels in the game. So you can burn through those really quick, especially if you've played Katamari before. And then after that, it's just a lot of repetition because, like, the cousins and the presents and everything aren't in the levels the first time you go through. Then you go back through and you find them in the second time, which that's fine. But then it's the currency system in the game seems way out of whack. You get these candies that unlock the different outfits, or they'll, like, you can both get outfits for the King of the Cosmos or the Prince. And there's other things, like you can unlock songs, and all these things are tied to trophies. But to get those candies, it takes a lot of playthroughs. And then there's two free downloadable levels that are currently out. I think there's two more coming. But you can't play those unless you get 10 of these Katamari fans that you randomly find in the levels. Like, there's a 1 in 5 chance when you start a level that you're going to find one of these.
Just trying to make the game longer.
Yeah, you need 10 of these to unlock one DLC level.
Quick, what are the odds of getting those?
That would mean you'd have to play, what is that, 1 in 5? That would mean you'd have to play 50 levels. 50 levels to unlock one new level.
Hmm. Yeah, and this is a $30 game?
This is a $40 game.
$40?
I think, no, 30. 30, right?
Right.
I'm not sure. Let me see. I think it's – I bought it off of I downloaded it. It's $30.
What did the Jewish dad say to his daughter when she asked to borrow $50? $40? What do you need $30 for? Thank you.
Yes, yes. I bought this one I decided to get the DLC route on this.
Okay.
It's because it was $5 cheaper and – my wife figured out that since I'd already bought the $100 32 gig memory card,
mm-hmm.
that by the time I filled it up, I would have saved, I think, like $150 if every game I download instead of buy at the store is $5 cheaper.
Right. Does that include the price of the super expensive memory card?
It does.
Oh, okay.
I think, maybe.
You better get a calculator.
Yeah. I don't know. She said that, and I said, fine, I'll download it. Save me a trip to the store.
Dude, Walmart, the guy at Walmart is crying right now.
They didn't have Katamari there anyways. I checked.
I see.
And then I played through Mutant Blob's Attack, which that's more in the right price range. That's $8.
Mm-hmm.
I highly recommend that. That's a fun little platformer.
I may check that out at some point. $8 sounds like a good price.
I think you'd like it.
All right. Cool. Let's see. Eric Fox has a question about Sony. He wants to know, any thoughts about PlayStation Plus? I'm thinking about getting it, but I hate to reward them for making the update feature a premium one where that should be standard. The problem with the update feature on PlayStation Plus is that it only downloads the update. It doesn't install it for you. So don't expect just to be able to like pop on your PS3 and be ready to rock. You still have to sit through the installation process. Obviously, it's faster because you don't have to download it. I would say that if you're a big PlayStation fan, it's probably worth it because you do get a lot of free stuff on there. Discounts. You got that. You know, you got to get Journey a week early. I would say that if the PS3 is your primary console, then I would say it's probably, you'll probably get your monies out of it. Right? Does that sound
fair? I would say easily. I mean, every few weeks, you get a bunch of games for free.
Or discounted.
Older stuff. Yeah. But, I mean, they had, like, the original Sly Cooper was on there for free this week.
But it's not the 3D one, I don't think.
They didn't mention
3D anywhere in there.
Mm.
It says it's HD, but they didn't mention 3D, and I figured they would mention that. In fact, they even took away, they used to have a whole category of games on the PlayStation Network for 3D. So you could just click that and see what's available. They took that away, or I couldn't find it. But I would say, yeah, you could get your money's worth out of there, for sure. In other news, Grand Theft Auto for Vita has been leaked by Play.com. It's a UK retailer. And it looks like it's going to be called Grand Theft Auto Vice City Nights, which I love Vice City. That was like that's my favorite GTA game. So I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's just going to be like an HD version of Vice City or what, but I'm interested in seeing what it is. I really liked Vice City.
I liked the portable ones that were on the PSP and the DS too.
You played those?
I did.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, I played through the one twice. I played it on DS and then on PSP later.
I didn't bother because of the lack of two sticks. So maybe I will check this one out.
Yeah.
I also wanted to mention that this week on PSN, there's a bunch of sales going on. They're doing like they had like some awards thing, and the games that won awards got discounted. And Infamous Festival of Blood is one of those games. So it's even cheaper. It was cheap to begin with, and now it's $5 or $6 probably now.
It's $7, and for PS Plus people, it's like, I don't know, like $4.60-something or something.
I really enjoy that game a lot. Even if you didn't like Infamous that much, I think you'll get your money's worth out of this. I mean, I couldn't wait to get through that. It was one of those games that I just wanted to blow through to get. It was just, you know, having a great time with it. And I know you liked it too, right?
I did. It's a fun little game.
You finished it?
Yeah, I finished it.
Yeah.
I haven't finished Infamous 2 yet. The thing about Festival of Blood is it's the perfect amount of Infamous.
Exactly. Never gets frustrating.
Yeah, it never gets frustrating. You don't have to be the good guy and worry about, like, hurting innocent people. And it just doesn't. It doesn't get to the point where it gets stale. Like,
yeah, it's over before it gets. It's over before it gets stale. There's some cool powers in there, like when you turn into the bats and you can just fly around. It's visually impressive and it's also functional too. But really recommend that game. It's really, really great. M. Kernan writes in and wants to know what we think about the new Kara tech demo from Quantic Dream, who are the guys that made Heavy Rain. And don't they have sex robots in Japan already? You watch that, right, Chip?
I did. That's amazing looking.
It is amazing looking, but I'm not really sure like what I'm looking at. I don't really care how good a movie looks unless I see a guy holding a controller and he's moving the character around. You know, I get it. It's supposed to be like this new method of motion capture and that they're going to be able to incorporate this technology into a game, but I'd rather wait until I see the game using it than the tech demo. I mean, the tech demo looked great, obviously. And
I think it wasn't just the looks. I think the story and the characters were interesting too.
But this is—they said that this isn't their next game. So I don't know when we're going to see something like this even turn into a game, or if it'll ever be a game.
Heavier Rain, is that their next game?
Yeah, robot sex toy. Yeah, I like how they casually mentioned that you can. The robot is also at your sexual disposal. But yeah, I mean, even with
I couldn't figure that out. Did you watch that? Like,
yeah,
it was all like one solid piece. Like,
there's no hole.
Yeah, there was no holes in that robot.
Well, maybe the hole you don't see. It could be there. You know, like the skin like sort of forms automatically on that thing. So I'm assuming that was part of it.
I don't know. I think they have to go back to the drawing board on that one.
You think they forgot the hole?
Yeah.
That would be frustrating. I just swapped this new robot and there's no hole. What the hell? She had a mouth, though. All right, we're getting disgusting now. I'm even disgusted with us. I'm turning us off at this point.
Is what happens when you talk about sex robots, though. Like, there's no way around that.
Right. They didn't need to throw in that she was a sex robot. But I did appreciate the fact that she had regular-sized breasts. That I thought was classy.
But, and she covered him up when she was naked.
Right. I mean, I was so interested in it that I, even with Game Trailer's horrible servers, where it keeps buffering every 10 seconds, I stuck with it to the end to see what happened. So yeah, I'm curious to see what comes of it, but it sounds like it's going to be a long time before we see anything like come to fruition from that. Moving on to Microsoft, there's a new Forza game coming out that we don't really know anything about. It's called Forza Horizon, and I guess we do know something about it. The rumor is that it's sort of a more social Forza experience, like an open world type thing, which I'm definitely down with, and it's supposedly coming out this fall. It's not being made by Turn 10. I forgot the developer, but they have a good pedigree. They're like former Codemasters guys, and those guys make good racing games. I recently popped in Dirt 3, which I hadn't played in a long time, and that game is a fantastic looking game. It looks every bit as good as Forza or Gran Turismo 5. And there's a lot of good content in there as well. And they also announced that there's going to be a Porsche add-on pack for Forza 4. They didn't have those cars in the game because EA has the license, the exclusive license for that. So I guess they were able to negotiate a payoff for EA and get that included in there. And that's coming out in May with a whole bunch of cars and new challenges for World Tour mode. But I'll tell you right now, if it's the same bullshit with the season pass where I'm paying real money for the cars, and then to use them in World Tour mode, I either need to use my in-game currency or pay real money again to unlock them, I'm just going to skip it. Because it's quite difficult and time-consuming to have to earn enough money to unlock these cars. And I paid for the season pass, and that was like a huge mistake. It was a huge waste of money.
Can you pay to buy money in the game?
Like, you can
buy dollars.
Yes. Well, they call it car tokens. Okay, so there's real money in the game. There's a real currency in the game, but there's also you can buy car tokens, and cars, depending on how much the car costs in the game, just determines how many tokens you need to use to unlock the car.
So what you need to have is a second season pass to where you get car tokens to go along with the season pass you've already paid for.
They should have thrown in
to download the cars.
Yeah, they should have thrown in some car tokens, because it's really like the nicer cars can cost like 500,000 credits or more, way more. And when you're earning, 8,000 credits a race, that's going to take a long time. Now, I'm no mathematician here, but that's a lot of races. And I've put in 40 hours to Forza. And I'm just not able to actually use the cars that I've already paid for with the season pass mode. And yes, I know you can use them in arcade mode, but nobody's buying Forza to play arcade mode. You want to use the World Tour mode. That's where the fun is. So if they're pulling that bullshit, as much as I would love to own those Porsches in the game, I'm not going to give them money for that. Forget it. Let's see. They also announced Halo 4. Well, not announced, but they have a new trailer for Halo 4. Did you watch it?
I haven't seen it yet. I assume it's going to be something I want.
My desire for Halo things have sort of been diminished greatly. I don't know. What was the last one? Reach?
Reach was, well, other than the remake of the first Halo.
Yeah, I didn't get that. Reach was the one that had the cool lines in it, right? With it looked like Tron.
Mm-mm.
That wasn't Reach?
That's ODST.
Shit. I don't even know what Reach is.
Reach is the one that has all the Spartans that aren't Master Chief.
Did I even play the single player? I don't even remember. I don't even know. There's a single player, right? I'm assuming.
Yes, there's definitely a single player
it.
That game.
I definitely bought it. I don't know. You can only, I know in the trailer that showed real-time face wrinkling. It's not quite enough to get me excited. Just put Tribes out already. Or turn Halo into Tribes. That's all I really want. Reclusive Racer writes in and wants to know if we think Halo 4 will have an online pass, multiple discs, an install to improve the visuals, one of these, or a mix of all. Probably all. Maybe not multiple discs. They can probably stick it on one disc. All the other ones have are multiple discs?
I think it might be multiple discs. I think you get that second disc for multiplayer. Yeah. You put the single player on one disc and then the multiplayer on another.
There you go. I don't know. It doesn't even matter. I don't even know why I put that question on there. Moving on.
Thanks for writing in, Reclusive.
No, thank you. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to disparage you. Apple. Yay, Apple. Big news. New iPad. So they're just calling it iPad.
That's fine. Do they need to call it anything else?
I don't care. I bought it.
So no, they don't need to.
I woke up this morning. I was like, all right, iPad, I got to. You know, I saw it was everything that it was no real surprises, right? It's just the new processor, better camera, and the Retina screen, and that's pretty much it, right?
Well, they announced I'm not sure they announced some new applications and stuff like iPhoto and everything are going to be on there.
All right, well, who cares about that? But that's it, though, right?
As far as I know, yeah.
I ordered
4G.
Yeah, I didn't go for that. I went 32 gigabyte white Wi-Fi. You didn't buy an iPad 2 either, right?
I did not. So I'm going to be getting one of these at some point.
Yeah, I actually ordered it from the Apple Japan store, which was a real challenge for me. I think I ordered it. I'm pretty sure I ordered it. I'm pretty confident. They sent me an email afterwards, and I'm assuming it says that I ordered it. I had to order it cash on delivery because I don't have a Japanese credit card. And you can do that here. The mailman comes and you just hand him the $500. I did it with my iPhone. I handed the dude it was a lot of money. It was over $600.
Just like in a Ziploc bag or what?
I just, you know, I don't know. He has like a little man purse that he put it in and I don't know.
You should do this at all coins.
I have this bucket of coins here. I could do it.
Just give him the bucket of coins. Here you go.
He would just say no. I mean, I probably have it in coins, but I'm excited for it. I'm glad I didn't buy the last one because this sounds like a way bigger improvement than two. The second one was over the first one. And you know, I saw this article here. The headline is Epic Games says new iPad will have more memory and higher resolution than Xbox 360 and PS3. It was on Kotaku. So I'm excited. I'm very excited. And I'm also excited for the new Apple TV because they finally have 1080p streaming. And I got to say, like the 720p kind of looks like shit on my TV. You know, if you have a big screen, it just does not look good because it's not a true 720p. It's a streaming 720p, so you get a lot of like artifacting, especially when it's like dark backgrounds. So I didn't order that one. That one I'll go to the store to buy.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the store next week and pick up one of those.
Yeah, I'm excited for that.
I'm going to move my 720 up. The one I have right now, 720p, I'll move that one upstairs, get rid of the old generation, the big fatty Apple TV I have upstairs.
Right, you don't need that.
No, I don't need that anymore. But I did pick up, you know what I did need? It was an iCade.
Yes, the cheapy iCades.
Yes, they're Bed Bath & Beyond is clearing some out for $25. And then they always have those coupons in the mail. So I got it for $18. I walked into the store with it.
Yeah.
The first one I got home didn't have any screws to put the thing together. So I took that one back and got a second one. This thing is pretty sweet.
It works well, huh? Is it going to work with the new iPad?
I assume it will. I mean, it's just a Bluetooth keyboard, basically.
So it's just basically a holder for the iPad.
Yeah, which it works well as that, too. Like, you can either put the iPad in it either vertically or horizontally. It fits in both ways. And it's really responsive. Like, it's just more games need to support it. It's kind of difficult to find which games support it and which don't. I was just kind of like trying. There is a list out there, but that list seems like it's a little bit out of date because I was finding stuff on the store that said right in the description that it had iCade support, and I played it. But I've been playing a game called Dark Incursion, I think is what the name of it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a Metroid or Castlevania style game, which I would have no interest in playing if I did not have the like buttons and a joystick and everything.
And they work well, as you said.
Yeah, it works great. It works for stuff like Temple Run, too. You just, instead of like swiping and everything, you just move the joystick around.
Sounds better.
Yeah, it is better. It's a good solid build too. Like everything feels nice and crisp and everything. So
I would get one for $25 or $20.
I think everybody, if they have an iPad, should get one for $25.
Yeah. Cool. Very cool. Also, I've picked up a game on iOS and iPad called Draw Something. I think it's the number one game right now. Have you tried that?
Mm-mm.
It's basically Pictionary meets Words with Friends. So you get to, they'll present you three words, and you know they're in levels of difficulty, and you get a bigger reward for choosing a more difficult word, and you draw the picture for somebody. And then they try to guess it, and you watch them, you know, it'll draw the picture out for them in real time not in real time, but just as you have drawn it. And so they get to watch it unfold just as it really happened. And then you take turns, and then that person guesses, and then they get words and they have to draw for you. And you can have multiple games going at the same time. It's great. I think it's $1.
What prevents you from, instead Nothing. Of drawing a penis?
Nothing.
Just writing the word penis?
Nothing.
Okay.
Your sense of morals and fun. I mean, it's not fun anymore. But even me and Mrs. Chibi would play that game sitting on the couch, you know, right next to each other on our iPhones. Or like at a restaurant or something. It's fun. It's cute for $1. You know, you'll have fun. Okay, let's move on to the CAG bag. Show us your tweets. John Paul K wants to know how often we replace Xbox controllers. When they break, I guess. Or when Ty used to chew he took a bite out of one of the sticks once, and I think I had to buy a new one. But not very often.
I don't know that I've ever really replaced one. I've bought more, but that's just because they were like a different color or different design that I wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or they were on sale. So not very often. I mean, the only thing that has ever gone wrong with mine is that the analog sticks, like they just get really worn down on the top.
Right. You lose the grip.
Yeah. But other than that, they've been pretty durable. I haven't ever had to really replace controllers.
I had a bad PS3 controller. And you know what? My current Xbox controller, sometimes it moves without me moving it, which is bad. But it's not bad enough that I feel like I need to actually buy a new one. But maybe if I saw a cheap one somewhere, I would do that. Peter Muniz writes in, and he wants to know if we can get Shipwreck a new windscreen for his mic. He kills my ears. I think that's his voice. I don't know that a windscreen is going to change his voice. It's not like a voice, you know, it's not like a pitch shifter or something like that. It's just stops you from popping your peas.
Can you get me a new voice?
I don't know. Probably not. I can get you a sex robot with no hole or just one hole. Let's see. Ba-ba-ba-ba. I don't really understand this guy's question, but maybe you do, Ship. Boss J-Bug asks, can a console do the Apple model and do a yearly upgrade via upgradable parts you can plug in and out? What Apple product has upgradable parts?
None. You buy a new one and you throw the old one away.
Yeah, that's the whole Apple model, is that you don't have upgradable parts, right?
Yeah.
You can put memory in, and that's about it, right? What's he talking about?
It seems like he's mixing two different philosophies here. Like, one question could be, could a console maker do the Apple model, which is like come out with a new console every 2 years?
Oh, and have everything sort of backwards compatible.
Right. Maybe that's what he's asking.
I see. The problem is, it gets the whole point of consoles. It's supposed to be sort of idiot proof. So if I have an Xbox 360 that I buy in 2011, and then they come out with like a new graphics card for in 2012, and only some games support the new graphics card, it gets too confusing. And that's sort of the whole point of consoles, is to make it sort of idiot proof and that everything works. You don't have to worry about compatibility and things like that. So they'll never do that, probably.
I don't think they could pull it off, because they don't have consoles don't have nearly the market of what Apple has. like just the potential for like housewives and grandparents and everything to have iPads is much larger than people going out and buying an Xbox.
Hmm. Yeah.
Am I wrong about that? I mean,
I think it's more like, it's going to be too confusing. Like if you buy an Xbox 360 game, you know it's going to work on your Xbox. And once that question arises, then it defeats the whole purpose of having a console.
It could get to that point possibly in the future. If we ever get to the point where everything is all downloads, it could get to that point because then you could stop people before they go out and buy something and bring it home.
Right. They won't even see the option to buy it.
Right. They wouldn't be able to see the option, or that it would say, okay, in order to play this, you need a new system.
Right. It seems unlikely, but hey, who knows? Gregalore writes in and he wants to know a weekly update on the status of the CheapED home theater PC. So I talked to my friend who was, I've charged with building me the home theater, the supposed home theater PC. And he was very much against me using the wireless HDMI transmitter. In fact, he's very much against me using anything wireless. So we've come to sort of an impasse, and I've never really followed up with him. I'm sure he'll do whatever I want, but I haven't done anything. So to answer your question is, today's weekly update is, no, I've done nothing. I haven't even thought about it until I saw your question. So with that bombshell, I think it's time to say goodbye. Please follow us on Twitter, GPD, Shipwreck, and even Wombat5277, even though he's not here this week. And hopefully he's having a good time at Disney. And just so you don't feel like you got away from Wombat this week, I will throw a little Wombat's greatest hits clip at the end of the show here to satisfy your Wombat cravings. And anything else, Ship? Is that it?
I think we're good for this week. We'll be back next week.
Yes, with the whole crew. Until then, we will see you later.
Bread's done.
All right, so take it away, Wombat.
Well, you know what I really wanted to talk about mostly this week was, you know, as you are well aware, I was the featured gamer on Xbox.com a week ago.
Yes.
A little over a week ago at this point. And when I initially did the interview, it was my understanding that that meant I would do an interview with Trixie, and it would go on the website, and that would kind of be the end of it.
Right, and they put you on the website, and they put you on the dashboard, too.
See, I didn't realize they put you on the dashboard also.
Right, okay.
And they put me on the dashboard last week.
Mm-hmm.
And that led to an influx of me getting messages on my Xbox.com account.
Yeah, because I know tracking, you know, moderator tracking from CAG is on your friends list.
Yes.
And he's telling me that he's been getting more messages just by being on your friends list.
I know, and I switched my friends list to private because of it.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Because he said that he was getting random messages and friend requests, and yeah.
Yeah. So I set it to private, and I apologize to anyone on my friends list who got too many messages.
All right.
So, you know, it started out, it was kind of cool, and a lot of them, well, I would say the vast majority of the message, because it says, "Don't forget to say hi to Wombat," or a lot of hi, like of the, and I would say at this point maybe close to 600 messages I got.
Of people just saying hi.
After hi, a lot of it was because it said my likes and dislikes from what I did in the interview, where people saying, I also really like X, whether it be Burn Notice, Fallout 3, or the Beatles.
Space Bitches. Right.
There was a lot of those. Then there was a couple from, you know, forum members and things like that, like Trotto8, who said, "Dude, why does your avatar look better than you? Ha ha ha. By the way, I think the CAG cast is hilarious. Good job." That's nice. Digital Disco, he says, you know, "Love that CAG cast." You know, a handful of ones like that. There's a good amount of those too. So can't complain about that. You know, and the nice ones, you know, they just keep going on. It was Marine Cog Alpha said, "Die." And San Antonio CK said, LOL, you suck. Underrated said, you are a fat piece of shit. Inhurt 2012, the Beatles equal the worst band ever.
Yeah, the worst.
This one is Metal Bar Merrill, your website sucks, mine is better.
What's his? Oh, is that from the editor of Joystick?
Yeah, probably. Six of Chris Nine Kurt. Junior, you are such a cock smoker and wombats are retarded. Wombat bats suck more dick than Paris Hilton.
That would be impossible.
Generic Darius, do you have 800 Microsoft points I can have? Lone Wolf AK-47, go fuck yourself, fatty. Golden like urine, douchebag.
He's allowed to have that as a gamer tag?
I guess so. Let's see, wait. Canada? I guess it's supposed to be Canada. I don't know. It's spelled with a K. 100. Right. Wow, kid. Not impressed. I didn't know I was out to impress him.
What was he supposed to be impressed?
I don't know. It didn't even make sense to me. Coke X King. Fuck you, you fat white cracker. Don't file complaints on me, you fat ass redneck.
Redneck? If there's one thing that you're not, is
it's redneck.
A redneck. I mean,
today,
those other things may be true.
Gamertag today, but the O is a zero. Gamer spotlight equals fag.
Is that? See, I had a feeling that that's how they came up with the people.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. Untamable X. Wow, you are a loser. And of course, the other question I got asked the most, but I like the way this guy asked it the best, is BlackWolf901 wants to know, how do you get on Gamer Spotlight? But he spelled it H-A-W-H-A-W-D-U-GATE, G-A-T-E,
right.
On Gamer Spotlight, L-I-E-T.
Right.
H-A-W-G-A-T on Gamer Spotlight.
Not like that.
Now, I also sent you an audio clip for you to play.
Yes, I have not listened to that. Is this the time in the
this
show?
This is the
I'm
time of the show
this?
Where you're to play the audio clip, because people also sent me voice messages.
Okay, so this is a voice message. Okay, so let me cue that up right now. Here we go.
I'm inclined to ask how you got to be in the Gamer Spotlight, seeing as how your profile is neither entertaining or really worthy of anybody's attention in any way.
Wow.
You fucking know life. You're like 20 and you're still playing Xbox. I just saw you on the fucking dashboard, you fat shit. If you look like your fucking avatar, you really are a 40-year-old fucking virgin, motherfucker. I'll beat your ass.
Oh my god.
Hey, look, nigga. Fuck you. Fuck your children. Fuck whatever the fuck you host, nigga. Fuck all your shit. If you ain't got zero for me, nigga, fuck you. Take your McNasty ass back to fucking McNasty. And leave on the fucking sit on the goddamn porch on the way out my house.
Wow.
Hey, look, it's me. Titanium, remember me? And Lithium? Yeah. You know what? You're a faggot. How could you be on the spotlight, dude? You're a fucking fag.
Wow.
You are so much trash that you're trash out of the garbage trash, and it smells like so much poo because you suck at games. Yes, you do. You suck at games. You suck at games. Trash.
Wow. You know, that clip basically just sums up the Xbox Live community right there.
Yeah. Stay classy, Xbox Live.
Right. Oh, my God. You know, it went from being funny to, like, it's sort of funny when you read them, but when you hear the people say it themselves, that type of stuff, it gets a lot less funny.
It's really scary. Like, my wife really didn't understand it because she was with me. A lot of the messages, and I didn't know this, when you get, you only have a space of 100 messages at a time on Xbox Live.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get a new one, whatever's on the bottom gets erased. Obviously, right. I've never had more than 100 messages at one time, so I wouldn't have known this. So mm-hmm. some of the really bad messages, not voice messages, but text messages, I didn't even get a chance to, like, cut and paste and save somewhere.
So there were more.
A lot more. Most of them, the vast majority, would be, of course, questioning my sexual preference. Which, you know,
I mean, it's just disgusting. It's really, I mean, I was laughing, but like, I don't think it's funny anymore. I mean, after listening to like all that shit, I mean, it's really gross. And you never really, you know, most people who get chosen to be the, what is it, the featured gamer, whatever they call it, you know, they're not people who are, you know, doing podcasts or people who can follow up and say, hey, this is what happened after I became Xbox featured gamer. And now we know.
Now you know.
And now you know that you don't want to be the Xbox featured gamer unless you like to receive a lot of insults.
Yeah, it was like at first it was kind of funny and kind of cute, but then it got to be really annoying. Honestly, yeah. I played a lot more Wii Sports Resort and Fat Princess in the last week because whenever I get on my Xbox, I get this influx of messages from people I don't know. A lot of people wanting to be on my friends list also, which is nice, but it's, hey, will you delete someone and add me? I'm like, I'm not going to delete someone.
I don't even know you.
Yeah, I don't know you. You have a gamer score of 30.
Right.
And it's not, I'm not saying you have to have a high gamer score for me to be your friend, but it's obviously you don't play your Xbox often. Why would I delete someone to make you my friend?
Wow.
It was just very strange. And at first I tried to respond to as many people as I can, but it's very slow. So it's kind of hard. And also you have a limited amount of replies you could do in a day.
Did you respond to the guy who
I didn't respond
you a 40-year-old
to any
version?
Of the nasty ones, no. Not the voicemail messages either. I wish I could remember those guys' names, but whatever.
I like the guy that threatened you to report him.
Yeah. Yes, I should report him because I am a redneck.
You're a redneck. Wow. Well, that was very enlightening, Wombat. I don't know what to say. I was very shocked. I was amused at first, but now I'm just disgusted. And you know, it's like playing a round of Halo, except in your inbox. Wow. Okay. So
yeah, and that's you know, if anything kills online gaming, that's it, people. It's not the games. It's not the technology. People. It's the people.
Now that the fact that people don't use mics on PlayStation Network is sounding pretty good. I don't want to hear these people.
It's you know, if you're gonna play a game online, you gotta play with your friends.
What kind of person would do that? Like, would take the 30 seconds or a minute to leave you a message like that?
I mean, talk
about having no life. I mean, that's pretty bad. Yeah, All right, Wombat,
send my sincerest apologies to Tracken, as I know he doesn't listen to the show. And
I will. He's okay.
Yeah, about
he's
that. Because I do feel really bad for anyone whose friends list got inundated based on my ill-begotten fame.